Mick Renhuizen, Deputy Mayor of the City of Bloomington, is online with us now. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Keith. How are you this morning?
I didn't get a chance to talk to you ahead of time, so you're on until about 44 when we have to break for Joe Smith, who's having a cup of coffee now, and will be talking to us live, and he's going to be talking about the bowl games and the women's basketball and all kinds of things. So what do you have to tell us?
Well, at the end of the year, there are a couple things that probably, with the holiday season coming up, worth mentioning, and the first of those is that because of the Christmas and New Year's holiday, our sanitation department will be observing those holidays, of course, along with many of the rest of the folks listening, and so your trash pickup will be delayed one day next week, the week of December 26th, and one day again the week of January 1st, and that means any appliance pickup, that is end-of-the-year things as well, will occur on December 30th instead of the 29th. So just add one day to your normal sanitation pickup schedule next week and the week after to allow for city employees to have those holidays off and enjoy them with their families as well.
Does that push some of it into a Saturday?
Nope. Okay. I don't believe so. I think it's just well, that's a good point, Keith. Now you've got me stumped. I hope Adam Wason is listening and texts me to tell me the answer before we get off the air.
Now, one of the things the city does, because the kids are all out of school, is special activities for kids during the break. What do you guys have?
We do, actually. There's some things that close, and there's some things that are open. So let's mention a little of both. So Banneker Community Center is closed between December 26th and January 3rd. But following that closure on January 4th, the new season includes a lot more free programs for preschoolers and families, including a new free Friday night family event.
Oh,
so
cool.
If you've got some interest in that, you just have to wait till January 4th. I think the school system is still out of session. You're on the board, is that correct?
Yes. Tomorrow is the first day for MCCSC. RBB is already out.
Okay. So Banneker options starting January 4th, a lot of free programs there. Frank Southern Ice Arena is open over the holidays, and with the weather turning colder, we've seen a lot more interest in the indoor ice arena activities. However, that facility will be closed on December 24th and 25th, but will be open December 26th through December 30th.
While you're on the Frank Southern, have you heard the forecast for Sunday and Monday?
A little warm and rainy.
55 on Sunday, 58 now on Monday.
Yeah, well, I hear it's supposed to rain, too. That'll
oh, yeah. Well, you got a 90% chance on Monday and a 60% chance on Christmas Day. So.
And maybe just one other thing to mention, because we don't want people to miss these deadlines, but sign up for youth basketball programs.
Okay.
Kids kindergarten through middle school at the Twin Lakes Recreation Center. It's season 3 of Bloomington Youth Basketball. So practices begin the week of January 16th. All the courts have been recently resurfaced, and sign-up is going on now. So registration deadline is January 6th, and the number to call is 349-3720 to get registered, or you can register online at bloomington.in.gov/parks.
Now, those of us who are somewhat on the rotund side have this pang of consciousness around the first of the year. You got some health and wellness things is it the old Twin Lakes facility. You can get out there and get some exercise in.
Absolutely, and not just places like the Twin Lakes Recreation Center, which does have either a daily fee, people can go in and just use the facility for a day, or a monthly or annual fee for activities, of course, but if the weather's as nice as you say it's going to be without the rain, there's a lot of free activities. There's, of course, the trail systems that are open and maintained during the winter, ice, snow, and all that is removed from our trails as fast as we can, and so there's opportunities to get out and walk, and of course, if it's going to be that warm, then the parks are still open, and people can enjoy activities out in the parks, and that doesn't cost you a dime. You just go out and remain active over the winter. Yeah. It's easy not to do that, to get kind of
walk with your umbrella.
You can do that as well.
So, hey, are the leaves all taken care of?
That's a great question. We just about are done with round one of all of the various zones in the city. So far, we've picked up 260 truckloads.
Jeez.
And so now, as the weather allows, which actually this break will allow our staff to return to the zones that had pickup the first few weeks of the season for those of you that raked twice like I did.
Now, what about Christmas trees after the season?
Yep, that's also going to be picked up, starting my notes for that, because that is another good reminder for folks to do that, because there are some stipulations about how you have to put up your Christmas tree. So Christmas trees and live wreaths will be picked up starting Monday, January 2nd, and the last pickup for those will be Thursday, January 12th.
Okay.
And here are some criteria for everybody to think about if you're going to put your trees and your wreaths out at the curb for collection on your regular yard waste and recycling collection days. All decorations and lights must be removed. They can't be in plastic bags. Your wreaths and trees should not be wrapped in plastic bags. Items should be at the curb by 5 a.m. on collection day, and there's no yard waste sticker needed for these items.
And my aluminum tree, you don't pick up, right?
No, yeah, that's a recycle on you, Kate.
Okay.
You're going to have to take that one yourself.
All right, we're ready for some trivia.
Trivia it is, and you're
now,
by
Rob,
yourself.
No, Rob is going to answer.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. No, I'm here.
All right, hi, Rob.
Hello.
And if you guys just listened, I hope you did. This is a pretty easy question.
Uh-oh,
for you, so
we had to listen.
You did.
There'll be a quiz. You didn't say that. The teachers always say there'll be a quiz.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Starting Monday, January 2nd, City Sanitation Department will begin picking up A, people who need rides to work, B, coats that need to be dry cleaned, or C, live Christmas trees and wreaths.
I think I heard that. It's C.
Yes.
You agree? C.
And remember earlier I said, multiple choice, always
pick
C.
Yeah, well, Mick changes things.
No.
We'll test that theory. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, there's the question number two. You're both one for one. In order for a tree or wreath to be picked up, it needs to be A, free of lights and decorations, B, have only handmade ornaments and icicles, or C, be festively decorated with popcorn and candy canes.
There goes your theory about C.
Now it's A.
A it is. And the final question, tiebreaker, it could be. You both are two for two. The sanitation department reminds us that composting and mulching are A, two dogs awaiting for adoption at the animal shelter, B, the name of two bands coming to the Buskirk Chumley, or C, the greenest ways to both reduce waste and create useful fertilizer for your yard or garden.
Now, usually you make these tougher.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, Keith told me to get my A game on, and he was like, this is usually really hard.
Yeah, these were easy. These were softball questions.
I can see myself out in the yard yelling, here composting, come on, let's go.
You're waiting.
Yeah.
And it was C again, of course.
Yes,
but
yep.
You got to thank the lovely Diane Daly, who writes
these
for us.
She's incredible.
Has done this for a long, long time. And she said, I've been drinking too much eggnog, so that's why the questions were so easy for you guys today.
Mick, thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody that works for the city and all the great things that you guys do to keep us safe and happy and everything taken care of. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to serve. Have good holidays.